The first snow has fallen, and even though winter isn't officially here, it certainly feels like it. Moments like this make us pause and consider where we're going and what we're trusting. And that's why Jesus' words matter so deeply today. I am the way, the truth, and the life. In a world that feels cold and uncertain, Jesus offers direction, clarity, and life that never fades. And as we begin this new week, let these words steady our heart and lead our steps. This is Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, then we're going to have to understand. If you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away back.
And they that come to God must believe that he is. He is the creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Welcome to Timeless Truths. I'm Pastor Jerry Burns, and it's an honor that you're listening in today. As we step into this new season with the first snowfall on the ground and the days growing shorter, many of us feel like slowing down just a bit. I know that's the way it is with me. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's a bad thing. I'm not sure. Because moments like this give us space to think about the direction of our lives and the condition of our hearts. Today, we continue our series entitled I Am. And in every generation, people have searched for meaning. They've searched for identity. They search for purpose. But long before culture began asking those questions, Jesus gave the answer. In the Gospel of John, he revealed not just what he could do, but get this, he reveals who he is. In today's message, we come to one of those powerful declarations. I am the way, the truth, and the life. These aren't just theological statements. These are lifelines. In a confused world, he is the way. In a deceptive world, he is the truth. And in a broken world, he is the life. And we've been wandering, we've been weary, we've been weighted down. And this message is for us today. But before we open God's word together, we're going to prepare our hearts with a song that reminds us of the place where our spiritual journey truly begins, and that is the cross of Jesus Christ. It was there at Calvary that the way was opened, the truth was revealed, and eternal life was purchased for us. So let's listen to this beautiful hymn, The Old Rugged Cross, and let its message draw you back to the heart of the gospel, the love of the Savior who gave his life for you. Let's listen together, The Old Rugged Cross.
Thank you.
Wonderful. We are so grateful and blessed because of that old rugged cross. And it is that old rugged cross, though old, it is relevant for your life and for my life today. And if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, then my invitation for you is to come to Jesus today and to put your trust wholly, fully in Him for your soul's salvation. He bled and died on that old rugged cross so that you could have eternal life. John chapter 14 in our Bibles. I hope you have your Bible handy. And I want you to look at this passage of Scripture with me. John 14 verse 1, the Scriptures say this: "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am," there's our declaration, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." In John chapter 14, there is a lot happening. It paints so many pictures for us. It paints a wonderful picture of Jesus' peace and also his deity. We all face troubles, but we do not have to be dominated by those troubles in our life. Don't be consumed by a troubled heart, Jesus said. Don't let your heart be troubled. If you trust in the God of Israel, which his disciples did, then believe also in me. Why? Because Jesus is God and will lead us and direct us into our lives. Isn't that a wonderful blessing to know that God, that Christ is there to help us, and that we don't have to allow the troubles and worries and difficulties and burdens of our life to weigh us down? We can cast them on the shoulders of Christ, casting all your care upon him because he cares for us.
We'll get back to Pastor's Bible message in just a moment. We wanted to pause and offer you an invitation to join us in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to our region. Would you pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths to those in our city and abroad? It goes without saying that your financial gift is greatly appreciated. We would love for you to be a partner with us and help keep us on the air. You can send a financial gift by mail. Our address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, it's 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your gift to our radio ministry using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that's give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift will be a great blessing and encouragement to us, but best of all, it helps us stay on this radio station proclaiming God's timeless truths. So thank you so much for your kindness to our ministry. If you would like us to pray for you, we'd be happy to do so. You can submit your prayer requests at timelesstruthsradio.com. We believe in the power of prayer, and we're excited to pray for and with you. You can also find our contact information on timelesstruthsradio.com. We'd love to answer any questions you might have, or maybe you want to just send us a word of encouragement. That's always welcome. Let's continue with our message this morning. Once again, here is Pastor Burns.
So it paints a wonderful picture for us of Jesus' peace and his deity. He is God. And when we face troubles, we don't have to be dominated by those troubles. Jesus said, "In the world you'll face tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world." And so we don't have to be dominated by the troubles and burdens and difficulties of our lives. But it also, in John 14, paints a wonderful picture of heaven. It's in my Father's house, Jesus says. And John unfolds a cultural portrait of heaven with the Father's house, rich with awe and marked by the nearness of God's presence. Let me read a little bit from Randy Alcorn's book, Heaven. He says, I imagine our first glimpse of heaven will cause us to similarly gasp in amazement and delight. The first gasp will likely be followed by many more as we continually encounter new sights in that endlessly wonderful place. And that will be just the beginning, because we will not see our real eternal home, the new earth, until after the resurrection of the dead. And it will be far better than anything we've ever seen. Now notice that in heaven, there are many mansions. They are already there. They're already built. It's already done. Jesus said, I'm going away. The place that I'm going to, you know. The way you know. And Thomas said in verse 5, Lord, we don't know the way and we don't know where you're going. Now where was Jesus going? Well, he was going to the old rugged cross. He was going to the cross. The preparation was not going to build heaven. No, in my Father's house are many mansions. But he was going to prepare a place by his death. You know, when I was a kid, I remember that there was a really bad storm. And the storm had caused significant damage around where I live. Now, I lived in a small town in Nova Scotia. I'm a Maritimer, and we lived in a little fishing village on the South Shore, and we had to travel 45 minutes to get to any kind of town that had any significant place to purchase groceries or supplies. I don't even think it was a Walmart. I believe it was a Kmart. Walmart came to Canada in 1994. Kmart came to Canada in 1963. So there's a little bit of useless information there for you. But I think it was a Kmart. So we would travel 45 minutes to an hour to get to this Kmart. And I had a cousin who worked for Nova Scotia Power at the time. And he told us that all of the roads were closed because trees were on the road and had smashed the lines, and some of the telephone poles had tipped over. And so he said, there's going to be a significant wait before you're going to be able to go. And so crews went out and they prepared a passage. They prepared a way so that we could get to our Kmart to purchase our supplies. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going and we don't know the way. Now, this is the passage here. This is Jesus making preparation so that we could get to the Father, so that we could go to where he's going, to heaven. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Now notice that he's using the article there, the. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. This is significant. This is so important. Why? Because he's saying that he is the only right way in a world of many who claim to be the way. Jesus is not one of many. Jesus is the one and only. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. John 14, 6. And this is my outline for our message here. As we take these next moments and into next week, we look at this message. I'm going to break it down and I'm going to look at these three distinct claims of Jesus. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. So let's begin with number one, I am the way. This is the way for one to have a relationship with God. You know, I think that so many people are confused today by religion. And that's the way that the devil wants it to be. I mean, he wants people to be confused. The Bible says God is not the author of confusion, but the devil is indeed the author of confusion. And he's blinded the minds of those who believe not. He wants people to be confused. He wants people to think that this whole understanding of coming to God is complicated. But it's not complicated. It is straightforward. Jesus said, I am the way to have a relationship with God. We were created to have a relationship with God. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse number 4, the scriptures say this: these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now notice, we are a soul that has a body and a spirit. The creation story is filled with distinctions. God made distinctions in light and darkness, male and female. And he separated humanity from the animals. Matthew Henry said this: man was made a living soul capable of glorifying his maker. Unlike the beasts that perish, his body was made of earth, but a soul of heaven. The breath of God, not of the common air, made him a rational, immortal creature. John Wesley said, the spirit of man was made in the image of God, endowed with understanding, will, and liberty, a spiritual nature that no beast of the field can claim. God gave humanity purpose. He gave humanity a task. He gave humanity dominion, but we lost our way because of sin. Sin had separated us from God. And Isaiah said, we like sheep have gone astray. We've gone our own way. We've gone our own direction. We have turned away from our Creator. We've turned away from the one who gave us purpose and dominion and a task. And Jesus said, I am the way to have a relationship with God again. I am the way to have or to restore what was lost in Adam. Now Jesus is called the second Adam. He has come to restore what the first Adam has lost. Matthew 7, verse 21 says this: not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Wow. I mean, that sounds like a really, really, it sounds like someone who's done a lot for God. It sounds like someone who's accomplished many things for God. But look what the Bible says, verse 23, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. God calls all of the good things that we look at. We say, wow, they're a good person. They're a good individual. And God says all of those things are iniquity because I never knew you. Jesus said, he that doeth the will of my Father, in verse 21, only he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Now, what is the Father's will? What is God's will? That we would return to him, that we would have a relationship with him. Well, here's the answer. John 6:39, and this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should rise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. Jesus is the way today. And I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about being a good person. I'm not talking about any of those things. I'm saying the only way you're going to heaven is through Jesus Christ. And that might not sound very politically correct in our culture today, but it's the truth. And if you don't know Jesus, you will not go to heaven. And so my invitation is for you to come to Christ today.
Hi, friend. Would you make a decision from the message that you just heard? Most importantly, do you know that you would go to heaven when this life is over? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? The Bible teaches us that we have all sinned and have come short of God's glory. The Scriptures tell us that we cannot earn heaven by our own merit. It's not about a religious ritual or being a good person, being baptized or joining a church, or a particular denomination. Salvation is found in Jesus and Him alone. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus died in our place on the cross, and now we can enjoy the blessing of having our sins forgiven by trusting in His finished work on Calvary. If you believe the gospel today, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus as God died for your sins and that you cannot save yourself, would you call out to Jesus today? Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You can pray a prayer similar to this one. "Lord, I know I have sinned against you. Because of that sin, I am separated from you. I believe that you died for me, that you rose again from the grave. I'm asking you to save me and wash my sins away. Make me your child. Amen." This isn't some magic prayer, but it's the heart decision behind your prayer. The Bible says in Romans 10:10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." If you prayed a prayer like mine, and you meant it with all of your heart, then you are born again into the family of God. I rejoice with you in your decision. We'd love to know of your decision of trusting Christ as your Savior. You can head over to KitchenerBaptist.org/decision. We'd love to connect with you and pray for you. We would also love to send you some resources to help you in this newfound faith. God bless. We hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to our program this morning. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our church and this radio ministry and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. Again, that address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that email for e-transfer is give@kitchenerbaptist.org. For more information about supporting Timeless Truths, you can visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life at KitchenerHope.com. Again, that website is KitchenerHope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. We hope that you will join us next time when we open the Bible and explore God's timeless truths.
We'd love for you to join us for one of our services here at Kitchener Baptist. We meet each Sunday, the first day of the week, at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. During our Sunday morning service, we have a wonderful kids program. We also have a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. where we are currently studying through the book of Exodus. We also take time to pray for each other. We hope to see you soon at Kitchener Baptist Church.